Broken bones are relatively common, and broken ankles are among the commonest. Christine Lin from the George Institute for International Health in Australia tells us about her new Cochrane review, looking at what to do after the initial orthopedic treatment.
A broken bone is one of the most common fractures of the leg. It affects 1 to 2 people in every 1,000 each year. The initial treatment is usually surgery or non-surgical conservative management by an orthopedic surgeon, followed by a period of immobilization to protect the fractured ankle. Our review looks at another aspect of care, rehabilitation. This might begin during the immobilization period, when a patient starts to exercise or weight bear on the fractured ankle, or at the end of the immobilization period when, for example, physical therapies might be introduced. In our review, we set out to assess how effective interventions are for rehabilitation after ankle fracture. The outcome we were mainly interested in was the limitations people experience in their activities, but we also included a range of secondary outcomes, such as pain and ankle range of motion, as well as adverse outcomes. We found 31 studies, but few of these were similar enough to combine in meta-analyses, and many were of only moderate or low methodological quality. However, we were able to reach some conclusions. Most of the trials recruited patients who had had surgery on their broken ankle rather than patients who had conservative management, and I'll focus our findings for the surgical patients. There was some evidence that the use of a brace or a splint which allowed gentle ankle exercise during the immobilization period reduced activity limitation and pain and improved ankle range of motion compared with using a fixed cast and having no exercise. However, patients using a brace or a splint combined with exercise also had more adverse events. This means that this treatment regimen needs to be used cautiously in clinical practice, perhaps restricting it to patients who will keep strictly to the treatment plan. Some of our other findings on ankle range of motion favor weight-bearing during the immobilization period and having manual therapy after the immobilization period. And for patients in whom it was possible to avoid immobilization after ankle surgery, ankle range of motion was better after no immobilization compared to cast immobilization. The individual trials of electrotherapy or hypnosis during the immobilization period or of stretching after the immobilization period provide no evidence of benefit for these treatments. So, for rehabilitation after ankle fracture, evidence to date supports the early start of activity after surgery with exercise or weight-bearing, but this needs to be done with care.
To read more about the variety of rehabilitation strategies for ankle fractures, go to www.cochrane.org.